Now, yet again last night, there was unrest on the streets of Belfast, with PSNI officers needing to bring in water cannon to disperse crowds after days of violence. The situation has led to political leaders in Northern Ireland, the Republic, the UK and the US urging calm in a bid to avoid a return to the sustained violence of the past. But what are the views of people living in the communities affected about the incidents, their causes and what should happen next? I'm joined by loyalist activist Moore Holmes and the Right Reverend Moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Ireland, Dr. David Bruce. You're both very welcome to Morning Ireland. Moore Holmes, when you see young people, when you see children and teenagers rioting, throwing petrol bombs and stones at police and doing that night after night, how concerned are you about a growing momentum, that the longer this goes on, the harder it's going to be to stop?
Oh, well, very, very concerned, deeply concerned. The last thing we want to see is further destabilisation to our society here in Northern Ireland. It is disturbing to see the images we have seen in Belfast and beyond in the past number of days, when we've seen unionist youths burning buses and nationalist youths throwing blast bombs. Both communities at interface flashpoints have been participating in riotous behaviour. And it's through fortune and fortune alone that nobody has lost their lives. So we need to do everything we can to put a stop to that. I know there are a number of loyalist community workers and activists who are on the ground day and night doing their utmost to dissuade people from that sort of behaviour. Unfortunately, however, you can talk and plead as much as you want sometimes and people do not listen. So it's important that we do our utmost to try to prevent that sort of thing from happening. It's also important that we don't just condemn and complain, but we also try to understand the legitimate anger and feeling amongst the ground within the loyalist community.
And let me ask you a question there, Moore. Let me ask you a question there as we move on. But do you believe that this violence is being orchestrated, and if so, by whom? Or if not being orchestrated, it's being allowed, it's being enabled in some way?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to be cautious when we're talking, because people will want to allege paramilitary involvement and all that sort of thing. And frankly, I don't speak on behalf of paramilitary, so if you want to know the ins and outs of that, you'd need to ask them. But what I see within loyalism right now is burning anger towards injustice. And what's happening as a result of that, because there has been an absence of political action, is that grassroots communities are taking action, and the uncontrolled, unorchestrated nature of that means that it's popping up in different places throughout Northern Ireland, and people are entitled to exercise their right to protest and that sort of thing, but we need to be very careful, because things can very quickly escalate and descend into ways that we don't want to see it. So we need to be very cautious. And also we need to be careful that we're not, because there is an attempt, I think, by many to discredit the legitimate anger within the loyalist community by saying that this is all to do with paramilitaries and all this sort of thing. I think that would be to, delegitimize the genuine feeling on the ground within loyalist communities. People are angry, people are alienated, people do see an issue here with the Northern Ireland Protocol in particular, and two-tier policing and justice in Northern Ireland, and they are legitimate problems. So, you know, yes, there are issues, we need to deal with them on the ground, but in the wider context of things, people are angry, and rightfully so.
Dr. David Bruce is with us as well, and David Bruce, you've condemned the violence, you've voiced support for the police, but picking up on what Moore said, what do the politicians need to do and do immediately?
Yeah, Moore's comments are helpful here, and I think it is important for us to acknowledge that there's a voicelessness in these loyalist communities, which presents, as we've seen over the past number of days, with deep-seated frustration that has now turned to street violence. Now, it's easy for people to condemn that, and we have done that, and I think it's right that we do condemn lawlessness and violence, and as Moore said, it's the kind of thing that could lead to a tragedy, and it's only by the grace of God that we're not in that position of dealing with a funeral at this stage. But at the same time, addressing these underlying issues within loyalism, within particularly the Belfast area, is going to be really important for the future. The implementation of Brexit, the drawing of a new border down the Irish Sea through the Northern Ireland Protocol, while being necessary political instruments to use to solve the unsolvable puzzle that Brexit presented, has created a raft of other issues, including, I think, a deep-seated sense in loyalism that their identity, their British identity, has in some sense been compromised by this. So, you know, until if somebody doesn't have a voice and a way of expressing these views and frustrations, if they feel that their politicians aren't speaking for them, then while in no sense this being justification for the kind of things that we've seen on the streets over the past few nights, you can understand.
Moore Holmes, Brexit is done, and you were a supporter, I think, and the protocol is the mechanism now for continuing to implement trade. It is being interpreted, I think, in some quarters as a robbing of identity. How can that perception be changed, or would you argue that it should be changed?
Well, I would argue that the protocol must go. Many people, I myself and many people within my community, don't view the Northern Ireland Protocol, which was created by the United Kingdom government, the European Union representatives, and with the help of the Irish government, many people don't view that as a solution, but in fact that is the problem. The Northern Ireland Protocol creates a customs border in the Irish Sea without the consent of people from Northern Ireland. It damages Northern Ireland's constitutional position within the United Kingdom. It breaks the Act of Union legislation, which forms the United Kingdom. It drives a coach and horses right through the peace agreement in 1998. And if that wasn't bad enough, it was brought about by politicians, and in particular Leo Varadkar, who was front and centre on that, who used the threat of Republican violence as leverage to strengthen the negotiating position. So, you know, we can talk about the issues and complexities of Brexit, but the problem that we're currently facing right now, one of the major issues here, is the Northern Ireland Protocol. So that needs to go, because that is an injustice.
You say it needs to go. David Bruce, can it be, with greater engagement from Europe and from the politicians, can it be made more workable and more acceptable?
There undoubtedly are systemic problems with the implementation of Brexit, of which the Northern Ireland Protocol is part. And this is a political problem which needs to be addressed and solved by politicians rather than by street violence. Now, we have elected representatives at Stormont. They have the primary responsibility for this, but they need to do it alongside their colleagues in Westminster, in London, alongside their colleagues in Dublin, along perhaps with the EU itself, to re-examine the principles upon which the Northern Ireland Protocol has been put in place and is being implemented. And I would certainly agree that if this is left untouched, we're simply going to have a long-running sore that is going to be very difficult to fix.
Okay, and Moore Holmes, just to come back to your comments about the violence, you mentioned blast bombs being thrown from Republican sides or from nationalist areas. There's no evidence of that.
Well, there is. I could send you a video right now to show you that. You can see
certainly that heard there was no evidence from PSNI, no comments from those at the scene of that happening.
Well, that would be a serious escalation. That would be the fault of the PSNI. I mean, I can guarantee you now that is a fact. I've got video evidence of that.
And I'm happy
it has been circling in social media. So
what emerges,
so that's true.
So far, no evidence coming through the PSNI of that happening. We must leave it for now.
We can make an arrangement that you could maybe hear that if I send you it, because it's important. It's an important point.
It'll have to be sourced, and it'll have to be checked, and so on.
Absolutely.
And it is an important
Absolutely.
Point. Moore Holmes, thank you very much for joining us.
Because we need to make sure it's clear. You know, I realise that there has been things happening from both sides of the fence. This is not just one single community that is engaging in riotous or violent behaviour. Both communities are engaged in this, and we need to do our utmost to ensure that both communities desist from that.
Absolutely,
we want to ensure that there is accuracy in the reporting, and that there is evidence that petrol bombs have been thrown and blast bombs as well.
There we must leave it. And thank you very much for joining us, Moore Holmes and Dr. David Bruce.